Okay, gang, let's get ready for another exciting edition of Nothing But Old 45's Sweet Country Music. Hit it, boys.
Singing sweet country music, breathing clean mountain air. Singing sweet country music makes me wish that I was there.
Welcome to Sweet Country Music. I'm your host, Larry Krotke, and while country music has been around for a long, long time, there's one thing about it we all love, and that it is down-home, from-the-heart, honest music. And on this show, I'm going to play the biggest hits of country legends from the 50s, 60s, 70s, and way beyond that, many of which are on 45 RPM records, albums, and CDs, and you'll hear some very familiar songs. Plus, some songs that'll jog your memory a little bit. It's going to be a lot of fun. So let's get going and get to work.
Sweet country music.
Down on the corner by the traffic light, everybody's looking as she goes by. They turn their heads and they watch her till she's gone. Lord have mercy, baby's got her blue jeans on. Up by the bus stop and across the street, open up their windows to take a peek. How she goes walking, rocking like a rolling stone. Heaven help us, baby's got her blue jeans on. She can't help it if she's made that way. She's not to blame if they look her way. She ain't really trying to cause a scene. It just comes naturally. Now the girl can't help it. Well, up on Main Street by the taxi stand, there's a crowd of people and a traffic jam. She don't look back, she ain't doing nothing wrong. Lord have mercy, baby's got her blue jeans on. Not to blame if they look her way. She ain't really trying to cause a scene. It just comes naturally. No, the girl can't help it. Down on the corner by the traffic light, everybody's looking as she goes by. They turn their heads and they watch her till she's gone. Mercy, baby's got her blue jeans on. Heaven help us, baby's got her blue jeans on.
Truck nearly all his life. You know it drove mama crazy being a trucker's wife. The part she couldn't handle was being alone. I guess she needed more to hold than just a telephone. Papa called mama each and every night just to ask her how she was and if his kids were alright. Mama would wait for that call to come in, but when daddy'd hang up, well, she was gone again. Mama was a looker, Lord, how she shined. Papa was a good and but the jealous kind. Papa loved mama, mama loved me. Mama's in the graveyard, papa's in the bin. Well, it was bound to happen one night at dead. Papa came home and it was just a skit. He had a dozen roses and a bottle of wine. If he was looking too surprised, well, she was doing fine. I heard him cry for mama up and down the hall. Then I heard a bottle break against the bedroom wall. That old diesel engine made an eerie sound when Papa fired it up and headed into town. Oh, the picture in the paper showed the scene real well. Papa's rig was buried in the local motel. The desk clerk said he saw it all real clear. He never had the brakes and he was shifting gear. Mama was a looker, Lord, how she shined. Papa was a good and but a jealous kind. Papa loved Mama, Mama loved me. Mama's in the graveyard, Papa's in the pen.
Welcome to another edition of Nothing But Old 45 Sweet Country Music, where I'm going to be playing many legendary performers and their hit records. Now, when we reach the halfway point in the show, I'll have a comedy break that'll put a smile on your face for sure. I mean, we all need that now and then. And during the second half of this edition of Sweet Country Music, the feature presentation will concentrate on songs about rodeos. Yeah, those popular roundup events many of you have attended and perhaps taken part in. And at that time, I'll tell you about my rodeo experience. You'll get a kick out of that. You just heard Garth Brooks and his number three hit record from 1992, Papa Loves Mama. Garth Brooks wrote it, and the song was included on his Rope in the Wind album and has appeared on several of his compilation albums. I'll be set with Mel McDaniel and his number one hit record from late 1984, Baby's Got Her Blue Jeans On. It was the only number one hit record the Oklahoma singer would have, but he would have a lot more hits between 1976 and 1989. Now, there's a story behind this song. It was first offered to Conway Twitty, but he passed it on to John Anderson, and then he passed it on to someone else, and eventually it wound up in the hands of Mel McDaniel, who had a hit record with it.
WTBR. Sweet Country Music.
Twin Sin. Like the man said, here's a Sweet Country Music early 1950s twin spin from that old pea picker himself, Tennessee Ernie Ford. So let's start with something called Hey, Mr. Cotton Picker.
Yonder comes a cotton picker walking down the road, a puffin' like a locomotive carrying a load. Hey, Mr. Cotton Picker, what you gonna do? Gonna get gone away from you. Here is Mr. Cotton Picker passing by my shack. Seems as if his back is breaking with a cotton sack. Hey, Mr. Cotton Picker, when you getting paid? Reckon as soon as the sack gets weighed. He's been plucking old King Cotton all day in the sun. By tomorrow, sweat's forgotten. I've got another feel, it must be done. There goes Mr. Cotton Picker, toting all his pay. Just a sack of snowy cotton took him all the day. Hey, Mr. Cotton Picker, hope you have a ball. Hope you get all that's coming to you. A locomotive carrying a load. Hey, Mr. Cotton Picker, what you gonna do? Gonna get gone away from you. Here is Mr. Cotton Picker passing by my shack. Seems as if his back is breaking with a cotton sack. Hey, Mr. Cotton Picker, when you're getting paid, reckon it soon's my sack gets weighed. He's been a plucking old King Cotton all day in the sun. By tomorrow, sweat's forgotten. I've got another feeling must be done. And was Mr. Cotton Picker toting all his pay? Just a sack of snowy cotton took him all the day. Hey, Mr. Cotton Picker, hope you have a ball. Hope you get all that's coming to you.
Twin Spin.
Stands in the corner with the barrels are straight. I look out the window and over the gate. The big fat rabbits are jumping in the grass. Wait till they hear my old shotgun blast. Shotgun boogie, I done saw your track. Look out, Mr. Rabbit, when I cock my hammer back. Well, over on the ridge is a scaly bark. Hickory nuts are big, you can see them in the dark. The big fat squirrels, they scratch and they fight. I'll be on that ridge before daylight with the shotgun boogie. All I need is one shot. Look out, bushy tail, tonight you'll be in the pot. I met a pretty gal, she was tall and thin. I asked her what she had, she said a Fox 410. I looked her up and down, said, boy, this is love. So we headed for the brush to shoot a big fat dove. Shotgun boogie, boy, the feathers flew. Look out, Mr. Dove, when she draws a bead on you. I sat down on a log, took her on my lap. She said, wait a minute, bud, you got to see my pap. He's got a 16-gauge choked down like a rifle. He don't like a man that's a-gonna trifle. Shotgun boogie, draws a bead so fine. Look out, big boy, he's loaded all the time. Called on her pap like a gentleman oughter. He said, no brush hunter's gonna get my daughter. He cocked back the hammer right on the spot. When the gun went off, I outrun the shot. Shotgun boogie, I wanted wedding bells. I'll be back, little gal, when your pappy runs out of shells.
I thought it would be kind of neat to give you a sweet country music twin spin featuring Tennessee Ernie Ford and a couple of his hit records from the early 1950s. I mean, after all, that's what this show is all about. Legendary hits. And I have some historical facts about Tennessee Ernie Ford that I'll give you in just a moment. That was Tennessee Ernie Ford with a number one hit record for him back in 1950 called The Shotgun Boogie. It was a big hit record back then, staying at number one for a whopping 14 weeks. In fact, it stayed on the Billboard Hot Country Singles record chart for 25 weeks. I opened the set with a 1953 number eight hit record called Hey, Mr. Cotton Picker. Tennessee Ernie Ford was really from Tennessee, and back then songs like that were considered Western songs and widely heard on radio stations from coast to coast. Now, here's a few facts about Tennessee Ernie Ford you may not have known. Before he became a household name, he was a disc jockey at several radio stations. And during World War II, he served as a bombardier for the U.S. Army Air Corps. Tennessee Ernie Ford passed away in 1991 at the age of 71.
Sweet country music.
3 o'clock in the morning, and it looks like it's gonna be another sleepless night. I've been listening to your dreams and getting very low, wondering what I can do. Maybe I'm being foolish, cause I haven't heard you mention anybody's name at all. How I wish I could be sure it's me that turned you on. Each time you close your eyes, I've heard it said that dreamers never lie. You've been talking in your sleep, sleeping in your dreams, with some sweet lover. Talking in your sleep with loving on your mind. Maybe I'm being foolish, cause I haven't heard you mention anybody's name at all. How I wish I could be sure it's me that turned you on. Each time you close your eyes, I've heard it said that dreamers never lie. You've been talking in your sleep, sleeping in your dreams, with some sweet lover. On your mind, you've been talking in your sleep.
If old Hank could only see us now, if he could see what we got going down, we got Learjets and buses, chauffeur limousines. We done moved from the Ryman and the Opry's on TV. I'd give $100 if I could know somehow. What do you think if old Hank could only see us now? Well, Nashville's got too rich to sing the blues. They've traded in their cowboy boots for high-heeled Gucci shoes. Looks like they took the music out to lunch. There ain't a decent yodel in the bunch. If old Hank could only see us now, if he could see what we got going down, we got game shows and videos and a lot of souvenirs. Drum machines and synthesizers ringing in our ears. I'd give $100 if I could know somehow. What do you think if old Hank could only see us now? Still a long, hard road, but you know you're at the top when the CMA awards you for crossing over pop. I guess they think we've finally come of age, singing through the smoke and strobe lights on the stage. If old Hank could only see us now, if he could see what we got going down, we got Learjets and buses, chauffeured limousines. We done moved from the Ryman and Ralph Emery's on TV. I'd give $100 if I could know somehow. What do you think if old Hank could only see us now?
$500,000 making compact discs, and the records never scratch and never break, ver break, ver break, ver break,
ver break. Yeah. That, of course, is country legend Waylon Jennings and something he did back in 1988 called If Old Hank Could Only See Us Now. The song was co-written by Waylon's son, Shooter Jennings, and talks about the changes in Nashville and country music in general. I opened the set with the 1978 number one hit record for Crystal Gayle, Talking in Your Sleep. Now, at this time in Crystal Gayle's musical career, she was also very popular on Top 40 radio as well as country radio. Talking in Your Sleep is a good example of a song recorded for both country and pop music audiences.
Sweet country music.
WTBR.
I was raised off of Route 3, out past where the blacktop ends. We'd walk to church on Sunday morning, race barefoot back to Johnson's Fence. That's where I first saw Mary, on that roadside picking blackberries. That summer I turned a corner in my soul down that red dirt road. It's where I drank my first beer. It's where I found Jesus. Where I wrecked my first car. I tore it all to pieces. Heaven is full of sinners and believers. Learned that happiness on earth ain't just for high achievers. I've come to know there's life at both ends of that red dirt road.
Thank you.
He sends her roses and lines he composes, things a lady loves. Well, he's there to hold her when she needs a shoulder if life gets too rough. Oh, now that she's left, I keep kicking myself whenever I start thinking back. He says he needs her, tells her he loves her. Why didn't I think of that? When she gets down, well, he's always around and he makes her smile again. He mends her heartaches, remembers her birthday, and tries to be a friend. Now that she's gone, I know what I did wrong. It's all so simple and fast. He says he wants her, can't live without her. Why didn't I think of that? Ooh, I've been watching every move that he makes. Ooh, I've been thinking it could have been different somehow if I'd known what I know now. He sings her love songs and tells her his love strong, things she needs to know. He tries to please her, calls for no reason, just to say hello. He says he loves her and he'll never leave her, and I never will get her back. I did my best, thought of everything else. Why didn't I think of that? Ooh, I've been watching every move that he makes. Ooh, I've been thinking, ooh, it could have been different somehow if I'd known what I know now. He sends her roses and lines he composes, things a lady loves. He's there to hold her when she needs a shoulder if life gets too rough. Oh, now that she's left, I keep kicking myself whenever I start thinking back. He says he needs her, tells her he loves her. Why didn't I think of that? He says he loves her and he'll never leave her. Why didn't I?
There you go. Doug Stone and his number one hit record from 1993. Why didn't I think of that? Good question that we've all asked ourselves from time to time. Doug Stone was hot on the record charts and our radios between 1990 and 2000 and charted a lot of hit records during those years, including four number one hits. Off the set with Brooks and Dunn and one of their many number one hit records, Red Dirt Road from 2003. The song talks about memories of driving on dirt roads, drinking his first beer, and finding a lover. Red Dirt Road was performed at the Daytona International Speedway during a 2003 tribute concert for Dale Earnhardt.
WTBR.
Sweetie Country Music.
Well, I have time for one more song, so I think I'll play the first big hit record for Johnny Paycheck. Let's go back to 1966.
The minute that I saw her, I knew I just had to have her. So I asked her if I could take her for a spin. When I heard her engine purring and I saw her taillight blinking, I knew I'd never be the same again. So I drove her around the corner, up the street and down the highway, showing off everybody that I've seen. She's a streamlined, sleek-looking, smooth-running, fast-moving, breathtaking loving machine. She's equipped with dual headlights, padded dash and positive traction, instant heating, and a six-way swivel seat. Yeah, no wonder then that all the connoisseurs of fine machinery whistle at me when I drive her down the street. She's got two of the biggest and the prettiest and the roundest, softest, bluest eyes you've ever seen. She's a streamlined, sleek-looking, smooth-running, fast-moving, breathtaking, loving machine. If I leave her for a minute, all the hot rods gather round her. They just can't believe that such a thing is real. Oh, they've never seen a chassis quite as slick or half as classy. They'd give anything to get behind the wheel. So I keep my little lover locked up tight and undercover. Give no one a chance to yell mechanics lean. She's a streamlined, sleek looking, smooth running, fast moving, breathtaking, loving machine. She ain't too fast in a takeoff, but she's a winner in the long run. And she's swell on heels when she accelerates. If she shimmies just a little at high speed, well, who's complaining? Fact of the matter is, I think it's kinda great. With the proper restoration, safety check, and a set of license, soon I'll take her anywhere I choose to be. She's a streamlined, sleek-looking, smooth-running, fast-moving, breathtaking, loving machine.
Yeah. That's Johnny Paycheck and his number 8 hit record from 1966, The Lovin' Machine. Johnny Paycheck was just getting started on the radio back then, and country music radio stations loved him. He was new, had a fresh sound, and he's actually on a small Nashville record label by the name of Little Darlin' Records. He later moved on to much bigger record labels. Just a little country trivia there. Coming up next, the Sweet Country Music Comedy Break, and this time I'll play something from comedian Jeff Allen. He's going to talk about his 32 years of marriage and what to do to make a happy marriage. And after the comedy break, the Sweet Country Music feature presentation will feature songs about rodeos. Yahoo! I'm Larry Crafton. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Laugh track.
My father gave me one really wise piece of advice before I got married, and it's held true for 32 years. On my wedding day, my father said to me, before you argue with your new wife, and you're going to argue with her, before you do, take some time, step back, ask yourself two questions. Do you want to be right, or do you want to be happy? Right. I had no idea what that man was talking about. 32 years later, I can tell you this. I'm a happy, happy, happy man. I ain't been right in 12 years now. And don't get me wrong, we argue. You've got to argue in your marriage. You don't argue in your marriage, it'll build up in your brain over time and fries your brain. Yeah, and then you wind up like those babbling, mumbling couples you've seen in Arizona, Florida. These 50-plus years of marriage, they're kind of walking down the street. The wife is fine. It's the poor husband 8 feet behind her that scares me to death. This poor man's all hunched over. He's vibrating, mumbling. Always telling me what to do. I'm gonna start telling you what to do. I'm a man. You can't tell. I'm a man. This poor guy's starting to try to win back all the arguments he's been throwing away for 50 years. You know, he was 6'3 when he got married. Now he's 4'1. Look at the poor man. Weighed down by half a century of apathy. Leave a toilet seat up if I want to leave a toilet seat up. Tell me what to do. I hope you sit in the water every night. I don't care. And that's when she turns around. What'd you just say to me? I didn't say nothing to you. We bought a Select Comfort bed. I don't know if you're familiar with it, but each side of the bed has its own number. The higher the number, the harder the mattress. My side of the bed, 100. Marble slab. That's it. Tammy's number's 2. First night she laid on her side of the bed, she literally disappeared from my view. Mattress wrapped around her like a flour tortilla. Poor thing was sleeping in a fajita on her side of the bed. So I roll over to kiss her goodnight. I fall into a ditch. I can't get out. I'm like laying there. She's going, get off of me. What are you doing over here? Get off of me. By the way, if you're a newlywed, that's the sound of 32 years of love right there. Yeah. Yes. You're on my hair. You haven't shaved. Your breath smells. Stop touching me. Ah. Don't get me wrong, we still try to get romantic. We just save it for special holidays now. Turns out Tammy's favorite is leap year. Yeah. I didn't even know that was a holiday. I really didn't. I'll dim the lights and put on some Sade, and Tammy says, wow, has it been 4 years already? All right, I'll get the good flannel and the hunting socks on tonight, Jeff.
Sweet Country Music feature presentation.
Here now is the Sweet Country Music feature presentation. And this time I'm going to play a couple of songs all about rodeo. Now, the rodeo is a professional competition popular in the United States, Mexico, and Canada, and arose out of the job of herding cattle and other livestock. The rodeo is a test of the skill and speed of the cowboys and cowgirls that involves steer wrestling, bareback riding, bull riding, and other such events. A lot of songs have been written about the rodeo, and here are two of them. So let's start off with Garth Brooks and his 1991 hit record simply titled Rodeo.
His eyes are cold and restless, his wounds have almost healed, and she'd give half a Texas change the way he feels. Well, she knows his love's in Tulsa, and she knows he's gonna go. Well, it ain't no woman, flesh and blood, it's that damned old rodeo. Oh, well, it's bulls and blood, it's a dust and mud, it's the roar of a Sunday crowd. It's the white in his knuckles, the gold in the buckle, he'll win the next go round. It's boots and shaps, it's cowboy. It's spurs and let it go. It's the ropes and the reins and the joy and the pain, and they call the thing a rodeo. She does her best to hold him when his love comes to call, but his need for it controls him, and her back's against the wall. And it's so long, girl, I'll see you when it's time for him to go. You know the woman wants her cowboy like he wants his rodeo. Oh, well, it's bulls and blood, it's a dust and mud, it's a roar of a Sunday crowd. It's the white in the knuckles, the gold in the buckle, he'll win the next go round. It's boots and shaps, it's cowboy hats, it's spurs and let it go. It's the ropes and the rain and the joy and pain, and they call the thing a rodeo. It'll drive a cowboy crazy, it'll drive a man insane, and he'll sell off everything he owns just to pay to play her game. And a broken home and some broken bones is all he'll have to show for all the years that he spent chasing this dream they call rodeo. Oh, well, it's bulls and blood, it's a dust and mud, it's a roar of a Sunday crowd. It's the white in the knuckles, the gold in the buckle, he'll win the next go round. It's boots and shaps, it's cowboy hats, it's spurs and let it go. It's the ropes and the reins and the joy and the pain, and they call the thing a rodeo. It's the Bronx and the blood, it's the steers and the mud, and they call the thing rodeo. Wow.
Once a bull hooking son of a gun,
Now who keeps a pike? Get out behind chute number one. Who was riding high till a pretty girl rode him to the ground? Any kid knows where to find me. I'm Bandy the Rodeo Clown. In the riding and the roping, I was closing in on number one. Now in dreams at night I ride on that silver saddle I never won. Since she left me the whiskey, takes me to the rodeo grounds, where the cowboys think I'm handy. I'm Bandy the Rodeo Clown. I could ride them all, the bulls and the broncs knew I was boss. But the ride that woman took me on broke a whole lot more than this old cowboy's bones. While the tears on my makeup melts my painted smile into a frown, the crowd thinks I'm a dandy. I'm Bandy the Rodeo Clown. I could ride them all, the bulls and the broncs knew I was boss. But the ride that woman took me on broke a whole lot more than this old cowboy's bones. While the tears on my makeup melts my painted smile into a frown, the crowd thinks I'm a dandy. I'm Bandy the Rodeo Clown.
There you go, ours. Sweet Country Music feature presentation all about rodeo songs. That's Mo Bandy and his 1975 song about Bandy the Rodeo Clown. Now, according to a publication called All Music, the song is about a rodeo clown who laughs through the physical pain that a rodeo clown suffers from time to time. Of course, there was a woman involved in that song. And by the way, I'll tell you why I played that song in just a moment. I'll open the set with Garth Brooks and his number three hit record from 1991, simply called Rodeo. The song talks about roping and riding, the joy and pain of those who take part in a rodeo. And at the rodeo I took part in, I found out just how hard those folks work. Now, back to the Mo Bandy song for a second. I did play that for a reason. When I worked at a radio station in South Florida, the rodeo came to town, and somehow I was given the job as the DJ rodeo clown. Well, it was carefully supervised so I wouldn't get hurt, but I did get inside one of those barrels that the clowns dive into when a big old bull is trying to kill them. And those bulls are big and mean, let me tell you. And at that rodeo I took part in, I found out just how hard those folks who compete in rodeos actually work. Hats off to you guys and gals.
WTBR.
Sweet Country Music.
Let's go, girls.
Come on. I'm going out tonight. I'm feeling all right. Gonna let it all hang out. Wanna make some noise, really raise my voice. Yeah, I wanna scream and shout. No inhibitions, make no conditions. Get a little out of line. I ain't gonna act politically correct. I only wanna have a good time. The best thing about
I'm a lady, man in shirt, short skirts.
I feel like a woman. Girls need a break tonight. We're gonna take the chance to get out on the town. We don't need romance, we only wanna dance. We're gonna lay our hang down. The best thing about being a woman is the prerogative to have a little fun. Oh, 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 they're totally crazy. Forget them.
Was a spotlight that we shared. I found new notes on that old guitar. She believed I could be a star. She told me that she wanted to be fair. She said, love alone holds you down. Boy, you're glory bound. We can't share a world of different dreams. So I chased mine. She found hers too, but someone else made hers come true. Now I'm a star, but every time I sing,
my heart goes drifting down a dusty Dixie road, taking my mind back in time.
LA lights burn like hell. Once you know,
down the Dixie Road.
Every night I'm in a different place, and I'm searching every stranger's face, trying to find a girl who's just not there. She's back there in Montgomery, and I'm clear across the country. But whenever I'm alone, I go back there.
Drifting down the dusty Dixie Road, taking my mind back in time.
LA lights burn like hell. Once you know,
you left heaven waiting down the Dixie Road.
My heart goes drifting down the dusty Dixie Road, taking my mind.
Like hell, once you know, you left heaven waiting down the Dixie Road. My heart goes drifting down the dusty.
the Dixie Road, taking my mind back in time. LA lights burn like hell. Once you know, you left heaven waiting down on Dixie Road. My heart goes drifting down a dusty Dixie.
There you go, Lee Greenwood and his number one hit record from 1985 called Dixie Road. It was one of seven number one hit records he would have during a long run on the country music record charts. Now, here's a piece of music trivia about Lee Greenwood. He wasn't always a country music star. He actually spent 4 years as a blackjack dealer in Las Vegas so he could pay the bills while he worked on his music career. I opened the set with a Grammy Award-winning song from Shania Twain, Man, I Feel Like a Woman. Even though the song was a hit record in late 1997, it won her a Grammy Award in 2000 for Best Female Country Music Performer. Now, as a mobile DJ, I have seen a lot of gals at a lot of functions shout out the title of the song whenever I play it.
We got married in a fever, hotter than a pepper sprout. We've been talking about Jackson ever since the fire went out. I'm going to Jackson, I'm gonna mess around. Yeah, I'm going to Jackson, look out Jackson Town.
We'll go on down to Jackson, go ahead and wreck your hell. Go play your hand, you big talking man, make a big fool of yourself. Yeah, go to Jackson, go comb your hair.
Honey, I'm gonna snowball Jackson,
see if I can.
When I breeze into that city, people gonna stoop and bow. All them women gonna make me teach them what they don't know how. I'm going to Jackson, you turn loose of my coat, 'cause I'm going to Jackson.
Goodbye, that's all she wrote, but they laugh at you in Jackson, and I'll be dancing on a pony keg. They'll lead you around town like a scalded hound with your tail tucked between your legs. Yeah, go to Jackson, you big talking man, and I'll be waiting in Jackson behind my J-Pan plan.
That's a fact. Yeah, we're going to Jackson. Ain't never coming back. Well, we got married in a fever, hotter than a pepper sprout. Honey, we've been talking about Jackson.
Like a darn fool, that's what I'm doing today. Sitting here drinking, trying to keep from thinking I'm a boozing my troubles away. But now I couldn't make her stay, well, doggone her anyway. She
nearby. Every time we disagreed, she was always asking me, are you a man or a mouse? Now that she's gone, she probably thinks that I'm home, just a moping around the house. She probably thinks that she's the one thing I just couldn't get along without. Well, wouldn't it surprise her, I got a sympathizer, as long as these bottles hold out. Well, I'm sitting on the bar stool, acting like a darn fool, that's what I'm doing today. And I'm sitting here drinking, trying to keep from thinking I'm a-boozing my troubles away. And I couldn't make her stay, well, doggone her anyway. She can't say that I didn't try. Pour me another one, I'm finished with the other one, I'm drinking my baby goodbye. Try to sit down and talk to her, it always end up in a fuss. I try to reason with her right up till the time that she got on that Greyhound bus. It'd be better if I could forget her, cause she sure forgot about me. And if it takes all night, I'm gonna do it right. I'm gonna sit here till I can't see. Well, I'm a-sitting on the bar stool, acting like a darn fool, that's what I'm a-doing today. And I'm a-sitting here drinking, trying to keep from thinking I'm boozing my troubles away. And I couldn't make her stay, well, doggone her anyway. She can't say that I didn't try. Pour me another one, I'm finished with the other one, I'm drinking my baby goodbye. And I'm a-sitting on the bar stool, acting like a darn fool, that's what I'm a-doing today. And I'm a-sitting here drinking, trying to keep from thinking I'm boozing my troubles away. And I couldn't make her stay, well, doggone her anyway. She can't say that I didn't try. Pour me another one, I'm finished with the other one, I'm drinking my baby goodbye. I said to pour me another one, I'm finished with the other one, I'm drinking my baby goodbye. I said to pour me another one, I'm finished with the other one, I'm drinking my baby goodbye.
There you go, the Charlie Daniels Band and their number 8 1986 hit record, Drinking My Baby Goodbye. The Charlie Daniels Band was one of those country bands that were real popular, but they only had one number one hit record during their 30 years on the Billboard Country Record Charts, and that was The Devil Went Down to Georgia. The fiddle-playing Charlie Daniels himself passed away in 2020 at the age of 83. I open the set with June Carter and Johnny Cash and their number two hit record from 1967, Jackson. June Carter was a member of the famous Carter family, and she married Johnny Cash in 1968. The song Jackson was a pop hit for Nancy Sinatra and Lee Hazelwood a few months after the June Carter song was a hit. Oh, here comes that music again, and that means that this edition of Sweet Country Music is all over. Boy, time flies when I'm having fun. Had a good time playing some rodeo songs, and I didn't realize that I played two Garth Brooks records in this show. The first one was Papa Loves Mama, early in the show, and then the second Garth Brooks record was all about the rodeo. That's good stuff anyway, and I like Garth Brooks. I'm Larry Kratner, your host for Sweet Country Music. And I'll be talking to you real soon.